Anger is my mean bully boy, with intense eyes, explosive words that wound, and hands on the edge of violence. He wants to take charge, be in control, push away reason, and blame, shame, rain on somebody's parade. What if I held him gently, like a hurt child, and whispered soothing sounds and sang a peaceful lullaby? What would happen to me? What would happen to the world? Over the years, I've focused a great deal of my awareness quotient, my AQ, on becoming a peaceful person. That has caused me to consciously forge tools for dancing with my stress and being curious about my anger. Today, I want to share with you what I call the anatomy of anger, in the hopes that it will support the emergence of your own insights about this basic feeling. Many men stay stuck in their anger patterns, an ungainly beast lying dormant within, because they do not reflect upon or contemplate how they wield this energy in their environs. Though the majority of humans engage with kindness and gentleness rather than anger and aggression, anger is an emotion that causes a great deal of suffering in the world and confusion for most people. The anatomy of anger has 12 components. Today, we'll cover the first four. Is anger good or bad? You might say it depends on how many workshops you've been to. Let me suggest that it is neither. It just is. What we do with the energy generated by anger when it has us in its grasp, we might label as good or bad, or preferably, to avoid moralistic judgments, declare it skillful or not. The key mantra here is, all feelings are okay, all behaviors are not. Where does anger live? Do we find ourselves thinking, oh, I think I'm getting angry now. Yeah, I'm definitely getting angry. Not at all. Anger is based on the fight-or-flight survival reaction, which provides an enormous, instantaneous biochemical flow of energy within us. Anger wants to dominate the whole brain and suspend right from wrong. Our pupils dilate, respirations increase in depth and frequency, blood pressure rises, blood is shunted from the gut to large muscles, we get a spike in blood sugar, all in milliseconds to allow us to react to the present danger. Because anger lives in our bodies, it's very dependent on physiology. When we're hot, cold, hungry, tired, or in pain, we're more likely to be irritable. Each of us knows this from our direct experience. It took me a long time to connect these important dots on the canvas of my emotional life. When a baby or toddler is cranky, we immediately assess if any of these remediable causes are triggering the upset. Same thing for us as adults, and worthy of our attention. Anger, like all the basic feelings, exists along a continuum, as our anger meter moves from being mildly peeved or annoyed through being riled and irritated all the way to furious and raging. Each of us has a personal anger meter with a baseline setting and speed of change. For many years, I could go from zero to full throttle quite quickly, a full-blown heated anger storm, without having noticed any of the earlier stages. When I play Sherlock Holmes with this feeling and try to sense its presence at the slightest shift in irritation, two things happen. First, I become aware of where in my body I first receive feedback that my anger meter is climbing. For some people, it's their gut or their neck. For me, it's my jaw. Secondly, just recognizing it at an early phase allows it to dissipate, or I can utilize a specific coping strategy because I'm aware of it. Like a thief coming to an empty house, its power over me begins to transform. Next week, we'll examine how family modeling sets some of our unskillful patterns and delve into the whole issue of what triggers our anger. Thanks for listening.